We're here at the Brighton Fringe 2015, going back in memory a year, because we liked this group, with a previous show. So tell us who you are and what the show is now.
Hi, I'm Jane Elizabeth Callan from Jump Through Hoops Theatre.
And I'm Helen Pepper-Smith from Jump Through Hoops Theatre.
And the show is?
Sharm El Sheikh, written by Jane, and Small World. Two new pieces of writing.
So build me a bridge from the last show to this one.
Very similar in style, as in very naturalistic, but both based around themes of conversations we shouldn't perhaps be listening to, but very much in the style of masks that people wear.
Okay, and take me into your space where you write. Did you write together? Do you write separately?
Jane Fritton.
So you've written this one. Okay, so is that you sitting in cafes? Is that you in bed at 2 a.m?
Pubs. But the best that Brighton's got to offer pubs, especially Sunday roast. That's when I like to write.
Jane writes, I type.
Helen types, I write.
So we kind of bounce. Yeah. But ultimately, it's Jane's writing and ideas, but I kind of help along the way.
But so take me to when you had the ideas for these.
Well, we've collaborated before. I directed Helen in her play Scrooged, which was about mental health in 2012. And this year it's all Sharm El Sheikh, one of the pieces I've written, along with Ray Anthony, who produced Standards in 2012, which he reviewed, is now producing Small World. So they're very, stylistically, they're very similar. Except Sharm El Sheikh is about people that we meet on holiday that perhaps we don't want to meet on holiday, and about masks that people wear and subtext dialogue of what's going on, what's not being said.
That carries through into both plays. Actually, that's the theme of both plays.
Yes, okay. That's the bridge.
Good. And so now take me from script into rehearsal room.
Ooh.
So much fun.
yeah.
So much fun.
I mean, today we had our first dress rehearsal in the space as well, which was really exciting and really good and very beneficial. And there was a few little mistakes made, and then you make the mistakes in your rehearsal so you can make it brilliant, hopefully, when we open up on the 3rd.
We're progressing. Each rehearsal we have is growing bigger, and the show is getting better and better and more, especially in Small World. It's about a group of friends in a pub and what we shouldn't perhaps be talking about. It's hilarious. Please come and see it. It's very, very funny.
And are you directing it as well?
No, I'm actually... I've written the second play, Sharm El Sheikh, which is quite dark. And so I am starring in Sharm El Sheikh, but we have got a fantastic director, Matthew Lloyd Davis, who won an August Angel in 2013 for his work in Bash.
But in the one you've written and you're in, how does the actor and the director get on and the writer get on with each other? Because in a way, that's not an easy relationship, is it?
Yeah, it's very. You're very true. Actually, that's right. Actually, to be fair, I have so much faith in Matt and his absolute passion and commitment and his expertise that I have taken a step back and let him bring my work off the page, which is what he does best. He's brilliant. Yeah, he is so clever.
Okay, can you describe that in a bit more detail? That's why I want to go into the rehearsal room.
Yeah, in the rehearsal rooms, it's been kind of a work in progress, hasn't it, really? It's come alive. From when I wrote this piece, it started off very hugely comedic, and it's now taken a turn and gone quite dark. Hmm. So not what I anticipated at all as the writer. So I had to take a step back from that and let him bring... I had the faith in him to bring that to life. But what we have is light and shade, light and shade, light and shade all throughout the piece.
So that's the flexibility of the writer and the humility of the writer, I guess.
Yes, yeah. But also the absolute creative expertise of the director who's brought it alive, who has really brought it alive.
And in your piece, tell me again, take me into your rehearsal room.
I haven't written the piece today.
No, but as you're a performer, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, so I want to go into your rehearsal room from your perspective as a performer.
Actually, it's... it's been quite challenging for me, actually, because I've had to kind of grab hold of two characters and very different characters, but actually both of them are the ones that are carrying the theme throughout both the plays, which actually was unexpected. It just kind of happened. So, but it's been very, very challenging. I found it... I've had to go to places that I've never really been to before. And Matt has really, really pushed us and challenged us. But hopefully everybody will see the results and it will be very good and entertaining and enjoyable for everybody.
And so now just finally ending in the pub, talking to the writer, looking ahead, what's in your secret notebooks?
In my secret? Oh, my God.
What's next? Have you already got the next thing being... worked on?
We've done Nylons, we've done Charm, we're doing Charm this year. We'd like to take it to Edinburgh, wouldn't we?
Yeah, and I'm writing a piece as well. I've done a bit of writing as well, so who knows? Edinburgh is always the one that you really want to aspire to go to, so who knows?
How can I talk you out of going to Edinburgh?
Oh, really?
We really want to go.
You must be crazy.
No, we really want to go. We'd really like to take Charm to Edinburgh, wouldn't we? That was our plan originally when I wrote this. All I can say is, as the writer, from when I first wrote this piece, it's totally changed. He has blown me away with where he's taken it, as opposed to what I wrote.
I've just spoken to two people, but somehow it felt like I was speaking to about five. But both of you, thank you very much indeed. Thanks.